Hello everyone, and welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for everyone. Today I will tell you a mystery story of Birbal. The name of the story is The Magical Donkey. Birbal was a minister in the court of King Akbar and was very famous for his wisdom. One day, Emperor Akbar gave a very beautiful gold necklace to his wife. The necklace was very valuable, on which diamonds were studded with jewels. The queen was overjoyed to see that, and she thanked the king. The queen saw her wearing that necklace at the night, and she was very happy at her beauty. King was also happy to see the queen happy. After some time, the queen removed the necklace and placed it in her almira. When she woke up the next day, that necklace was not present there. In this situation, she called her maid and asked her where the necklace was. The maid said, "Sorry, queen, I don't know. You check once where you put the necklace." The queen said, "I have looked all over the place, but I cannot find it." The queen then decided that she should go to the king and tell him about this. She immediately went to King Akbar and started saying, "Jahapana, the necklace you gave me yesterday is missing from my room. I searched for it a lot, but could not find it." After listening to the queen, the emperor summoned the soldier and ordered them to find the necklace throughout the palace. The necklace was searched throughout the palace, but the necklace was nowhere to be found. The king wondered how it could go out of the palace. Just then, a soldier came to him and said, "Jahapana, many things have been stolen in the palace in the last few days, and perhaps the queen's necklace is also stolen." "What? Stealing in the palace? How can this happen? Who dares to steal in the palace?" The king immediately called Birbal. Birbal visited the king and asked, "What is the matter? Why did you call me?" After Birbal asked this question, the king told Birbal about the theft. For a while, Birbal started thinking, and then he said to the king, "No one from outside can do this. That is why I can clearly say that someone from inside the palace is a thief. As we know that the theft was from the queen's room. The queen's room is very safe, and there are many guards. This means that the soldiers near the queen's room, or maybe one of her maid, is a thief." Hearing this from Birbal, Akbar said, "If that's the case, Birbal, I command that you go and start your action." "I will have to go out for a while. I will go and bring a friend. He will help me resolve the matter. I want your permission." Birbal asked the king. Akbar told Birbal that he would send a soldier to call his friend and ask him to investigate. Birbal urged, No. I have to go and bring my friend. He will not come with anyone other than me." "Okay, then you go and bring your friend, but please resolve this case as quick as possible." Birbal went out of the palace and brought a donkey with him. Seeing the donkey with Birbal, Emperor Akbar was shocked and asked him, "Is it a joke, Birbal? You told me that you're going to bring a friend, but you've brought a donkey with you." "Sorry, Jahapana. This is my friend, and it is not a normal donkey. The donkey is special because it has magical powers. it is a magical donkey. With the help of it, we can find out who really is the thief. The soldiers and the maids were then summoned near the queen's chamber. Birbal kept the donkey away from everyone's eyes in a nearby room. After doing so, Birbal said, "This donkey is a magical donkey. Whoever goes inside will have to grab the donkey's tail. You must hold the tail of the donkey and say that I have not stolen and I am innocent. Every watchman and maid must do it." All the soldiers and maids went inside the room one by one. Everyone went inside and did what Birbal asked them to do. Everyone went in and said, "I haven't stolen anything. I am innocent." After this, Birbal sniffed everyone's hand and said, "Jahapana, I knew who the real thief was. As I said that the thief is one of these and I was right. Your soldier is the real thief." "Birbal, how can you say that the soldier is a thief?" King Akbar asked. After King Akbar's question, Birbal told him, "Actually, this donkey is a normal donkey and I brought this from a nearby merchant. I put a special perfume in its tail. Even if someone touches its tail, the scent of that perfume would come in his or her hand. But there is no fragrance from his hand. This means that the soldier did not touch the tail of the donkey. He did so because the soldier was afraid that by doing this, he would be caught, and that's why he did not even touch the tail of the donkey." After listening to this entire case, he started apologizing to the Emperor Akbar so that he would leave him. But Emperor Akbar did not forgive him and put him in prison. And in this way, Birbal used his wisdom to solve a mystery and caught the thief. So with this, we come to the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed listening to a wonderful mystery story. Take care, goodbye, and subscribe to the podcast.